Rise and shine, folks. As you can tell, I've lost my voice. It happened. It did. It's true. Welcome into X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network. We're going to battle through this Monday here on the 26th day of July 2021. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you. As always, we appreciate you joining us no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Gentlemen, you can hear me. How are you? Good morning. How are things? How's life?
Somewhat better over here. At least voice-wise, health-wise, better over here. Dan's dealing with some technical issues. Wouldn't be a Monday without one.
Oh, of course. Always, right?
So, other than that, I mean, we're okay.
We're okay.
We're okay. We as in me, have a lot of rehashing to do of, we don't have to worry about the USA men's basketball team. They'll turn out the Olympics. Oh, wait. No, I remember saying, they're in trouble. This is not good. And look what happens. They lose to the French. No one loses to the French.
Well, let's remember the French are actually a little bit better.
Do they have Kevin Durant? Do they have Damian Lillard? Do they have the most talented team in the entire world?
Are you sure they're the most talented team?
Oh, and maybe I need to watch more European basketball. Yeah, get out of here, random lady from Idaho.
Ryan. Ryan gets a woman who is randomly tweeting him about the Team USA men's basketball team. And he sends us the tweet. Right. And it's like, come on, lady. Like, you're not serious right now. Like, you didn't actually take the time to tweet out, is Team USA the most talented team? You didn't really do that, did you? But, yeah, she did. She did.
Yeah, Nick Batum and Evan Fournier are way more talented than Devin Booker and Drew Holiday and...
Well, you know, Ryan, you know that there's... Everyone is entitled to their opinion, right?
Yeah. No doesn't mean it's right and doesn't idiot. Mean it's good. Everyone's entitled to be called an idiot as well, including Greg Popovich. Oh,
man. You're upset too?
Oh, I'm ready to go all in on him. Go retire.
Wow.
You can reside on the south shores of France.
Really? That's right. How you're feeling?
Might as well.
Hey, it has.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'd just be disappointed.
Sound like somebody's parents right now. That's a very parent thing of you to say, Ryan. No, but it's true. It is. Now, don't worry about me, folks. I'm going to survive. Everything is fine. Just a little voice loss. No big deal. We'll work through it. We'll talk to Matt Shepard today. He will join us for our BetMGM crosstalk, in which we'll discuss the Detroit Tigers and what took place over the weekend. As they were really good all week up until the last couple days of the weekend, which this weekend was just a disaster, right? I mean, losing 3-3, getting swept by the Royals, starting pitching just fell off a cliff, considering all things considered. It was so good throughout the first four games of the week last week. And look, I also understand that, yes, it's going to be a little bit of a painful listen. Did you guys end up playing in the Freddy the Pizza Man golf outing?
We did. It was awesome. I've never played Fox Hills, so it was great for me.
Really? Well, congratulations. That's awesome. Over $120,000 raised to help in the, to help build sensory rooms all across the state of Michigan for those children that are, living with autism. So a fantastic cause. Great turnout. Sold out event once again. That is awesome. Very disappointed that I couldn't play in it, but I was out of town. The reason I was out of town was because my closest friend's younger brother, who also happens to be my friend and my barber as well, it was his bachelor party. I need a vacation from that. That was a little extreme. It was a little much. I don't know how. Sometimes when I travel, I do lose my voice a little bit on the plane. I don't know why. But it was, that was not a vacation. That was not a vacation at all. But I am, yeah, I went to bed early last night, trying to get the best sleep that I could. Probably could have slept for about 12 more hours. Not a big deal. I got to go get my shot today, so I know that you guys will be excited about that. Shot time for me. Yep, I got to get the Johnson & Johnson one because I don't have 28 days to get two of them. So it's my time to shine now. Go get my shot. Call it a day. And yeah, that's about it. Hey, big thanks to Brian and Mike. Brian Fongers, Mike Lissette, both of those guys. You know, filling in on Thursday and Friday. Mike on Thursday, Brian on Friday. I have to ask you because Mike was asking me, you know, what do I wear? You know, do I wear a suit? Do I wear a polo? Do I wear a button-down shirt and tie? And I said, Mike, you can wear whatever you want. I said, you know, just, you know, you're a TV guy, but, you know, literally, you can wear whatever you want. There's really no dress code. Just dress how you feel. And I have to ask you, did he wear a Team USA jersey?
No, there was no jersey involved.
He didn't.
No, I don't really, maybe a polo, but he did tell us about his jersey collection.
Oh, it's
he told us he just bought a LeBron James Toon Squad jersey.
I knew I should have found somebody else. Unbelievable. Toon Squad jersey with LeBron. No way.
He said it was the only one that's for sale from the movie.
Of course. He would never put Klay Thompson's jersey for sale there.
Not even that. It's like, not even a Bugs Bunny?
Not even Bugs. Can't do that with Bugs. But we'll, like I said, we'll talk to Matt Shepard. We'll get into the big news that took place over the weekend in college football. Unfortunately, it didn't take place in the Big Ten during their media day. It took place in the Big 12, but it could have Big Ten ramifications. So we'll get into that. Talk to Matt Shepard and the Tigers. I ran into Jason Pierre-Paul. Got to hang out with Shaq. The Tampa Bay Lightning. It was a star-studded weekend down in Tampa Bay. Plus, what in the world is Team USA doing, and is Matt is Greg Popovich the right coach for the job for this team? We'll get into all of that and much more. Of course, we'll get your sports headlines as well coming up here on the program. But it was a very long weekend. Good news as well. The Meijer Supercenter guest line, it's open, baby. 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176 on the Meijer Supercenter guest line. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21000.
And it is only one line right now. So if you call and it's busy, you got to call back.
Okay. All right. So that is good to know. 248-951-2176. Find Dan on Twitter at Dan in the Studio. Find Ryan at RyanL_Key. And you can find me at AC Bellino. Good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. And plus, you can find our podcast. You probably won't want to listen back to anything today, just because how terrible I sound. But find our podcast on SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. And listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. As well, you can always share your thoughts via text, too. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. I'm going to step aside. When we return, I left for two days, and now all of a sudden Texas and OU want to leave. They want to leave too. They're like, Bellino's out, we're going too. Realignment into super conferences. What could this mean for the Big Ten? We'll get into that next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, you like Summer Fridays? Well, you're going to love Summer Mondays at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. With BetMGM's Money Monday Club, a $10 free bet will automatically be added to your account when you place a total of $50 in wagers between Monday and Sunday. That's right. You'll wake up to a $10 free bet every Monday just for betting $50 during the previous 7 days. It's easy. Simply take advantage of BetMGM's boosted odds specials, unique parlay offers, daily promotions, and live betting action. When your wager total reaches $50, you're guaranteed to receive a $10 free bet to use any way you want. Download the BetMGM app or visit BetMGM.com to sign up and learn more about how you can be part of the Money Monday Club. Get rewarded for your bets every week at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. You can find Dan at Dan in the Studio, find Ryan at Ryan L underscore Key, find me at AC Bellino. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000, or contact us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176, on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to the television audience as well, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Don't worry, folks, I'm not sick, I just sound like this. I just lost my voice. Not a big deal. Unless you work in radio and communication, and then, yes, it can tend to be a little bit of an issue. But I left for 2 days. 2 days. Big thanks to Mike Lissette and Brian Fongers. And all of a sudden, I leave, and now we're looking at college football realignment again. Big if true. Big 12 executives and their committee will meet with Texas and Oklahoma presidents amid the talks of this departure to the SEC. Now, this news came across the wire, and I'm looking at my phone, and I'm on the road, and I'm like, what is going on? What? The Big 12? What's going to happen here? The executive committee is going to meet with the presidents of the Longhorns and the Sooners. And, look, it's going to be via video conference, which you're not in person, so, you know, you're not feeling that same heat as somebody's eyeballs directly on you in the same room. But I'm not really sure. Big 12 chairman of the board of directors and Texas Tech's president is in on this as well, as is Baylor's president and league commissioner Bob Bowlsby. The meeting was cordial, and the executive committee expressed a willingness to discuss proposals that would strengthen the conference and be mutually beneficial to OU and UT, as well as the other member institutions of the conference. I expect that we will continue our conversation in the days ahead. Look forward to discussing thoughts, ideas, concepts that may be shared interest and impact. Now, Big 12 sources told ESPN's Heather Dinich they're still expecting Oklahoma and Texas to formally notify the league today that they don't intend to extend their existing media rights deal with the conference, which will expire in June of 2025. So even though this is coming on the news, it's going to take some time for this to actually work itself out. Now, Texas Tech was not happy about this at all, which I'm not really sure, like Texas Tech saying, oh, well, we left the Big 12 to, you know, create our own identity. We did this on our own. And the SEC was the SEC. I don't know if it was as good. It was good, but I just don't know if it was as good as it is in today's realm of college football. But I can't picture the Big 12 without Oklahoma and Texas. And first off, the Big 12 needs two more teams. They need to have 12 teams. They should probably have more than 12 teams. And this brings me to my next question. Is this the beginning of the development of the Super Conference? And that's an idea that has floated around a little bit because we like to put the word super with everything that we can, right? It's just natural for us. But we've seen other conferences expand. The Big Ten, for example, our home conference has expanded. There were 10 teams. And now all of a sudden, there are 7 teams in each division equating to 14. They added Maryland and Rutgers, which was a complete money grab from the television side because they wanted those markets, because Maryland and Rutgers aren't adding really much of anything when it comes to really important anything to this conference. But, you know, Maryland being, you know, dabbling in basketball a little bit, football programs, the Rutgers, they were decent with Greg Schiano the first time around, the birthplace of college football. They haven't really been anything special since like 1890. So not a big deal for me there. But if you look at the SEC, they also have 7 teams in each division. Identical to the Big Ten. And one of the ideas that was floated around when we were talking about the college football playoff, when the development of that was coming out, was the fact that maybe we should go to super conferences. What's a super conference, you might ask? Super conference would be a conference that would have 16 teams. Maybe there would be 4 of these super conferences. And that's how we would come to a 4-team college playoff, is because if you won your super conference, you would get in. So you'd have the Big Ten country, which would be like Midwest and Northeast. You'd have the Southeast. You'd have the Southwest, well, or the Midwest, if you will, which is the actual Midwest, and then the West Coast. So does it make a whole lot of sense? If you could add 2 Big Ten teams, where would you go? What makes the most sense? And I don't know if this was talked about at all with you guys on Thursday and Friday. I haven't had a chance to go through that yet. But your thoughts with Texas and Oklahoma leaving, damaging. I mean, it completely destroys the Big 12 all around. I mean, although Texas is back, Texas, the name brand power there, the brand power of the Texas Longhorns is huge for the Big 12. Oklahoma is huge for the Big 12. You're talking about Michigan and Ohio State fleeing the Big Ten. That's the comparable, the comparative situation that we would look at. Like, that's what Oklahoma and Texas mean to this conference. This is USC and Oregon. This is Alabama and Florida. This is Clemson and Clemson out of the ACC, right? I mean, this is huge. The Big 12 has to do everything they can to stop it. But if those 2 teams leave to the SEC, what happens to the other 8 teams in the conference? Immediately, the first thing came to my mind was something that I've thought about for a while, is that if the Big Ten was going to expand again, what makes the most sense from a geographic standpoint, right? Because I'm all about travel, right? I'm all about easy travel for the athletes. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense that you could go play a game at Iowa one day and then fly all the way to Maryland, you know, later on in the week for college hoops, but that's neither here nor there. But I love the idea of Iowa State, and I like the idea of Kansas, and I like the idea to get both of those teams in. If there was a way that you could kind of work in, you know, maybe there's a trade with the SEC, maybe you could work into Kentucky. Obviously, my first choice overall would be to get Notre Dame out of their ACC agreement. And if you could add Notre Dame and Kentucky, I think that those 2 would be fantastic additions. Gentlemen, what say you?
I agree 100% on Notre Dame. I don't know if Kentucky would bolt. Seems like all SEC schools pretty comfortable where they're at. You'd probably have to poach a Big 12 team or, you know, whatever conference you feel is dying. So, and I know, and it's hard to think, like, what team would add money value? Notre Dame's the only team that comes to mind because they have their own NBC Sports deal. So you get something like that. Other than that, it's like there's no really other market that's a dire need for Big Ten that seems feasible. So I just say you try to poach Iowa State and get that rivalry with Iowa on track.
Yeah, and I know that there's a lot of people that don't really necessarily believe that Iowa would want Iowa State in the conference. I don't know why people would say that. I mean, what's the difference to make the rivalry game a conference game? I think that's fantastic for them.
Right.
Ask Michigan, Michigan State. I think it's great. So if there's a way to do it for Notre Dame, even if you had to appease them, take the NBC deal. And so keep it.
Why not?
Yeah, just keep it. Do you. Have your home games on NBC. What do we care? Come on in. You know you want to. South Bend, it makes geographical sense. Why don't you think about your athletes and the travel first? How about you do that? We'll step aside. We'll talk to Matt Shepard. The realignment thing is going to be crazy, and it's not going to stop. College sports is going to continue to evolve, and we're going to see some teams jockeying for position, trying to put their universities in the best case scenario in the best possible shape. We'll step aside. We'll talk to Matt Shepard. We'll do a little Detroit Tigers, and then we'll be back. We'll talk about JPP and the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Buccaneers rings and all of that. We'll get into the Red Wings draft and so much more here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rheem dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rheem, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rheem.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobile One Synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.